Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Governor Tony Evers is withdrawing Wisconsin National Guard troops from the southwestern border. Evers issued an executive order yesterday bringing about 110 Wisconsin National Guards members home from assisting with border security. The Democratic governor says the responsibility for keeping the border safe belongs to U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Evers' order immediately drew criticism from Republicans who say securing the borders is a top priority for them. And meanwhile, Evers wants to stop the expansion of the state's private voucher school program. He says he will include the proposal in the state budget plan he releases later this week. He wants a hold place on the creation of any new independent charter schools until 2023. Since Republicans control both the Assembly and Senate, Evers' proposal is not likely to pass. The voucher program has expanded each of the last 8 years. And Congress is poised to pass landmark legislation that could ensure the future protection of some of Wisconsin's most precious outdoor areas. Tramell Gomes has more.
From the Chippewa Flowage Forest Legacy Project, Wisconsin's third largest inland body of water known for its world-class fishery, to the Ice Age National Scenic Trail covering 1,200 miles across the state, many places in Wisconsin have received support from the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The program expired in September, but the Senate last week overwhelmingly passed a permanent reauthorization as part of the Natural Resources Management Act. Tracy Stone Manning with the National Wildlife Federation calls it a rare show of bipartisanship.
In a time when our country is so divided, this one issue, the ability to bring people together around public lands, around protection of our wildlife, has punched through as something that is so uniquely and beautifully American that it has brought the Senate together, and we're hoping it does the House as well.
Wisconsin has received more than $218 million in LWCF grants over the past 50 years. The money comes from offshore oil and gas royalties. I'm Tramell Gomes.
The U.S. House could vote on the measure this week. And a high-profile broadcaster is one of the keynote speakers as the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling is hosting its 20th annual conference next month. Spencer Christian guest-hosted Good Morning America and has been a weather forecaster and reporter and host for a Food Network program. He also had a gambling problem.
He will be talking about his own journey through his gambling addiction and how he got into recovery. So we're really interested and excited to hear his story.
That's Rose Blazinski, Executive Director of the Council. She says the two-day conference at the Blue Harbor Resort in Sheboygan will also feature other keynote speakers and six different workshops.
Pretty much anybody who's interested in learning more about the gambling addiction will find things that will be very helpful to them. So we might have treatment providers or people from Department of Corrections. We'll have recovering gamblers themselves who come, and we may have a family member who wants to come and hear what's going on. So we really try that it will be, if you're in recovery, you'll get a lot out of it. If you're a treatment provider wanting to treat compulsive gamblers, you'll get a lot out of it.
The Council is a statewide organization providing resources, public awareness, and education on gambling disorders. More information on gambling addiction and the conference is on the website problemgamblers.org or calling 800-GAMBLE5. And a weekend stabbing in Friendship leaves a victim in critical condition and the accused attacker in custody. The incident happened Saturday night, and the victim made a 911 call. He had been stabbed several times and was taken into an ambulance and then to a hospital. Adams County deputies say the man was able to identify his attacker, who was arrested with the help of the La Crosse County Sheriff's Department. No names have been released. And leaders of the Madison Metropolitan School Board faced a loud and sometimes hostile crowd Monday evening, where members approved a measure to allow metal detectors at some schools. Many parents were against the idea, urging the board to keep police out of the schools. Much of the crowd's anger was based on an incident 2 weeks ago at a school when an 11-year-old African-American girl says a school official pushed her and pulled out her braids. Board members were told their response to the incident wasn't enough. Members then convened to a separate room because protesters were chanting so loudly they couldn't conduct business. And road repairs are facing a setback after extended winter weather. A spokesperson for the City of Madison Streets said yesterday that pothole season has arrived and the crews are having trouble keeping up because they're plowing more snow. And speaking of more snow, the forecast for this afternoon, chance of snow mainly after 5 p.m. with a high near 12, about 3 inches of snow tonight, and then Wednesday, Snow likely in the morning, cloudy, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 18, less than an inch possible Wednesday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.